This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I want to talk to you about courage for a minute. Courage in the media. And give some shout-outs to some courageous people. But first, let me premise this by saying that it takes no courage whatsoever to say something that is in alignment with the narratives of the fake news media. In other words, it takes no courage to say, oh, global warming is going to kill us all. It takes no courage to say, oh, President Trump is the most evil gangster in the world. Right? It takes no courage to say everybody should get vaccinated and vaccines are totally safe. And so on. I mean, I could give you 1,000 examples. That takes no courage at all. Because the narrative, there's a demanded obedience to the narrative. Whatever, I'm talking about the status quo narrative, which has all of its mythologies rooted in falsehood, you know, that Trump is evil, that global warming is going to destroy the planet, and so on. All of these mythologies take no courage to invoke. And that's why the media is full of so-called journalists who are actually pathetic, spineless cowards. All they do is go out and parrot every day, parrot the propaganda that they've been told to parrot. That doesn't take any backbone. It doesn't even take any real journalism. All it takes is an ability to read a script, which is frankly what most of them are doing. They're just reading scripts. So what takes real courage in all of this? Well, real courage is found in people who challenge the status quo, who dare to report the truth instead of, you know, popular lies. Someone who says, wait a minute, let's look at atmospheric science. Let's look at carbon dioxide. It actually is plant food. Higher carbon dioxide in the atmosphere grows more forest, allows food crops to produce more food. It causes desert areas to be to pursue reforestation. You know, carbon dioxide is good for the greening of the planet. And frozen water in the form of ice is actually bad for the planet. You want a wetter, greener planet, you need more carbon dioxide and a little bit of warming. That's actually, that makes good scientific sense. But if you say that today, then, oh my God, you're attacked. What? You don't believe in global warming? You don't believe in climate change? You think frozen water is bad? Because remember, the whole global warming crowd wants the planet to be a frozen ice ball. That's what they want. They want more frozen water in the form of ice. They want lower carbon dioxide. They want more deserts. They want less green because that's what a colder, drier, lower CO2 planet produces. They want a frozen desert. Basically, it's Hoth, the ice planet from The Empire Strikes Back. That's what the global warming people want, a giant ice ball. Okay, all right, that's maybe pushing a little bit too far, but they do want low CO2 and they want low rainfall. They want more deserts and so on, which is insane. But you see my point. It takes courage to challenge the mythologies of the left. It takes real courage to do that. And that's why so many people don't have the courage to do it because they get shamed by their peers. You see, social pressure is what the status quo uses to demand obedience and compliance from everybody. People don't want to get shamed by their peers. So the status quo knows that, and as a result, they use shaming as a tactic to get people to fall into line. And one of the terms that they use for this is, quote, conspiracy theory. They want everybody to run around saying, oh, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to talk about that conspiracy theory. Meanwhile, the left is pushing conspiracies left and right. It's unreal. The legacy media pushing conspiracy theories like, oh, that Trump's doctor lied about his weight and that Trump actually weighs more than 239 pounds and that Trump must have dementia, but it's being covered up with a medical conspiracy by the White House doctor, who, by the way, happened to be the same doctor for President Obama. But all of a sudden, that doctor is a liar, according to the conspiracy theories of the left. It's insane. So they're pushing conspiracy theories all the time. What about Russia collusion? The biggest conspiracy theory, you know, in recent memory, they've been pushing that for 2 years now. not a shred of evidence to support that Russia colluded with Trump to steal the election from Hillary. Complete nonsense, total fabrication. But they push that conspiracy theory. They just don't call it a conspiracy theory. Meanwhile, if you say, hey, why did the third building fall down on 9/11 when it wasn't hit by an airplane? You know, there were three buildings that fell down, right? Two towers that were hit by airplanes, and then World Trade Center 7 building, which was not hit by an airplane, but it all of a sudden collapsed, pancake style, perfect demolition, perfect symmetry. It was brought down by demolition. Clearly, thousands of architects and engineers have already analyzed that situation, and they've said, yeah, this was all demolition. But you see, if you even talk about that, oh, now you're called a conspiracy theorist. You can't go there. They, the media, they can talk about Trump's doctor is covering up his body weight, but you can't invoke logic, reason, physics, and engineering, you know, architectural engineering. You can't invoke that without being labeled a conspiracy theorist if you're referring to World Trade Center 7. You see? Or you can't talk about why is there still mercury in flu shots that are given to children in places like California? Why? Why is there mercury? We know mercury damages brains. We know it damages neurology. Why is there mercury in flu shots? Even that, they call it a conspiracy theory. They say, oh, there's no mercury in vaccines. Yes, there is. It's listed right on the label. It's a preservative called thimerosal, and it contains mercury. And I've tested those vaccines on my ICP-MS instrument in the laboratory and have confirmed they're loaded with mercury, 50,000 parts per billion mercury. So that's a fact, but it's a fact that the left-wing media doesn't want to acknowledge because, again, they're steeped in this idea that only their falsehoods are true, but your truth is conspiracy theory. You see, again, getting back to the main point here, it takes no courage whatsoever to go along with the mythologies and delusions of the left. What takes courage is to tell the truth. And that's why so few people do it, because you get viciously attacked and smeared for telling the truth, whether it's about vaccines or pesticides or false flag attacks or the intentions of the radical left, you know, the communist takeover, the communist infiltration of America, all that. It's not conspiracy theory, it's conspiracy fact. There are conspiracies in our world, and if you don't think that, you're a moron. Of course there are conspiracies. I mean, in fact, the left believes in conspiracies. They keep talking about Trump and Russia. That's a conspiracy allegation. It's a false one, but it shows that they believe in conspiracies as long as those conspiracies serve the interests of the left-wing media. They have to fit their narrative, and then they're fine with conspiracies. So just remember, as you're listening to the news or you're deciding which news sources to believe, or which ones to be skeptical of, and by the way, I think you should be skeptical of all sources, including this source. But when you're making that decision, remember that someone who is challenging the status quo is actually showing courage and is far more likely to be rooted in principles and a quest for truth versus someone who's just parroting the delusions of the left-wing media, because that takes no courage at all. No courage at all. So, it's just some interesting stuff to keep in mind. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can check out my websites, naturalnews.com, and my online store, over 600 lab-verified products for healthy living, including superfoods, at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products lab tested and verified. We test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.